Well, at the start of the year, the masses of dead fish floating in the Darling River highlighted the perilous state of the basin. Now mayors in regional New South Wales are warning residents that some towns are just 100 days away from running out of water completely. Dam levels in some areas are in single digits, and the region is enduring extraordinary conditions that haven't ever been seen before. Thomas Ariti has this report.
Time's running out for parts of the Northern Tablelands region in New South Wales.
Some communities in those areas are facing a fairly dire future.
James McTavish is the state's regional town water supply coordinator. He's told RN some regional water supplies are critically low.
We need to really ramp up our efforts to do our plans, to actually implement some activity to support those communities, and to make sure we prepare industries that are particularly water reliant for a future that, you know, in some cases is going to be quite problematic.
So problematic that in some towns the amount of water left is now being expressed not in months or years, but days.
Basically, the Gyre water supply is going to run out in under 100 days.
Simon Murray is the mayor of the Armidale Regional Council, which takes in Gyre. It's a town of about 2,000 people.
The main industry is agriculture, but we do have two large glass houses here producing tomatoes. So we've got basically 30 hectares of tomatoes under glass.
Is that fairly intensive in terms of the water that needs to be used?
It is. There's two glass houses. The older one, which was constructed several years ago, it is dependent on town water for tomato production. The new one, it's totally self-reliant for water except for water for domestic use, in other words, toilets, showers, etc.
So how does Gyre get its water? Where's the local catchment?
Okay, we've got, being up in the top of the tablelands here, there's not a major river system. There are rivers, but they're not big. We've got two dams that supply water for Gyre, and they're only small dams. Generally, the rainfall's been very predictable and reliable, except for now.
There is a solution in the works, a pipeline to transport water from the much larger dam at Armidale. Simon Murray hopes it'll be finished in August, but there's no guarantee the existing water supply will last that long.
It's down to knife edge. We approached our local government member for actually trucking water from Armidale directly up to Gyre. You know, in other words, the treated water in Armidale and drop it into the reservoir in Gyre.
Gyre's not the only town looking at trucking in water. Terry Dodds is the chief executive of the Tenterfield Shire Council further north.
We don't know when the dam's going to run out, but we know when it does we'll need 1,153 trucks a month, and the trucks aren't available, and carting water from where?
In the Northern Tablelands, beef, sheep and wool are the dominant industries. But out west, it's mining. And in the town of Cobar, Mayor Lillian Brady says the community's desperate.
Come December and our whole town will stop because our mines won't have water and they will just have to truck water in to the people of Cobar.
Do you have any idea of just how many trucks would be needed to bring this water in if the water supply comes to a complete stop?
No, I couldn't even stop to imagine.
That's Cobar Mayor Lillian Brady. She was speaking there to our reporter, Thomas Ariti.